Here you, aye, aye, Captain.
Mm. Alrighty. Mm. Last session, y'all essentially arrived, went to high class, inn, got a nice fancy room. Essentially had breakfast. You guys talked a bit, then you went shopping. And then at the, let's see, Aragorn, you bought a wonderful, high-quality dagger. Mm-hmm. But they said it's going to take 3 days to make. And then you guys got a phone call on your wonderful little orb of Zooms. Sent a response. And said that you guys were thinking of going to go look for a job for the next 3 days.
Yeah, basically.
I had nothing else to do. And that was where we ended session.
Yes, sir.
So, my dear friends, what would you guys like to do? I'm sorry, you're on the wrong map.
No, you're good. Intellectia. Ooh. Oh, whoa, territories. The crypts.
Oop, wait a minute. You ain't supposed to be seeing that. Oopsie daisy.
Oopsie
daisy.
What happened to the crypts? Andrew, you want to join the crypts?
The crypts?
Yeah.
Shit.
I'm down. okay. Interesting. I'm a little concerned on what that means, but hey, it's probably nothing important. Okay. I think I'm in transit just walking to like a job posting board or Indeed, but on a cork board, I think that's what it's called.
Ye olden days, Indeed, where it's all just pieces of paper that just says help wanted.
Help wanted, help wanted. Yeah, that's what it is. Tell me I'm wrong.
Okie dokie. Well, whenever you arrive, you know what? We'll say that for storytelling's sake, this is the essential hub of Bontrand. So it's not an absurd concept for them to have a, hey, looking for job, look here. Kind of just flop center at the middle of the city.
Wanted.
Just like chilling right here.
Must have 401k, know what to do. Yeah.
Okay. There are they'd be kind of like three different sections. It's not like it's like labeled as to why, but they seem to be split up into three different sections.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of job postings available. And for the record, as your DM, I prepared quite a bit. So, you want me to just list it off to you, or are you looking for anything in particular?
Well, anything particular that would avoid heavy lifting, because when you have a strength score of 10, you can't do a lot in terms of that.
So anything but physical effort.
Well, not my physical, but I think if it's like lifting heavy, like for instance, if they needed, I don't know, for whatever reason, hay bales and crap like that, that probably would be out of his. Actually, he knows magic. Would it be odd for him to use magic? I don't think so. Does it seem like this place, like walking around to this job posting board, do I see anyone just casually pop a cantrip or pop like a magic spell of any
kind? Yeah, yeah. Magic is certainly not, not a rare sight.
Okay. Here. Then Then I don't really care if there's a physical labor piece to it then, because I have a way to get around that, hopefully.
Okay. The first kind of section, they have a cargo kind of like transportation job. You know, it basically just says moving stuff from one place to another. Not a lot of information involved, just a location to go to if you're interested. And a lot of these will basically have just general job summaries and a location without very much specifics applied. One of them is asking for bodyguards.
Oh, okay.
Another one is just a street advertiser.
For what?
It doesn't say. They just said, "Hey, we want you to advertise our product. You should look into that one, Chief."
What are the hours?
Do whatever you want.
What are the
There's quality inspectors. That's apparently something that they need.
Oh,
okay. And then there's one that just said, traitors in quotations.
I would love to be a quality specter. I'm assuming that's from what it sounds like. I get an object placed in front of me and go,
yeah. Yes, this is quite fine.
I feel like that would be cool. Yeah. Yeah. And that's kind of all just grouped up in the first thing.
I want to see quality inspector. That's all I need.
Oh, you go with quality inspector?
Yeah, I want to go see what it's about. If it's not good, I'm going to let my crow do the talking.
No right. Crows in building.
Mr. Aragorn, are you just kind of chilling with him? Are you doing your own thing? What you doing?
I'll chill with him.
So okay.
To make sure this freeloader gets a job.
So it kind of has like an address plot to it. But unfortunately, since you're not familiar with this area in the slightest, it's not the easiest to find it. But
I bet I could find it.
Aragorn, are you familiar with? I know it's been like what? 15 years. You could find it
like the back of my hand. But do I know this place like the back of my hand?
Yes, I'm sure you do.
Oh, okay, yeah, sure, I know the way.
Well, after getting lost four times and finally giving in and asking a nearby resident, you do end up finding the location that you are expecting.
I told you.
Exactly. You know, he said so.
He did it.
As you kind of arrive, let's see, where's this? Hang on, sorry. Okay. Sorry. As you arrive here, at the Charming Choker.
Please don't tell me it's like got a weird, you know, like advertisement with like a lady.
Is it luckily, a strip club?
Luckily, they don't. No, wrong side of top of that. It's just high quality goods, mostly diamonds, emeralds, rubies, that type of stuff.
High quality goods,
Blush. No. Yeah, I'll just turn to Aragorn and say. All right, looks like I found my stop. If anyone wants me, not that anyone would, you could bring him here, I guess. Do you have any jewels or gems you want me to look at?
Me? No, absolutely not.
Okay, I was just... You never know. Also, if we're going to be here for 3 days, do I want to get, like, a insurance policy or something? Or do you think I'm fine? It's probably just part-time.
Yeah, I don't think you need insurance.
I mean,
do we have? I mean, you might need vision insurance, but that's like the only important insurance.
Yeah, okay, well. Luckily my eyes are okay.
Yeah.
What could possibly go wrong?
Yeah, you'll be fine.
Yeah. Yeah, alright. Are you gonna do something, or what's your plan, so I'm aware? Not that you have to do anything, you know? You know what I mean? You can just sit down. I don't want to.
I mean, what is this job, Butter? What is this job specifically?
He's going for quality inspector job.
Oh, for diamonds. Yeah, I'll join with you. You know what? Fuck it.
Okay, cool. Have you ever handled precious items before?
I mean, I'm royalty after all. I've seen it many times.
Yeah, we'll figure this one out. Let's head in and see what they want.
Shane speaking.
Oh my gosh. For the record, it's a glass door, and it just says pull to open, so you don't have to knock.
Shane speaking.
No, it's just so muffled. It's like, no, I'll open the door and just kind of do like the bow entrance for Aragorn to go through. After you.
I walked in.
It better have one of those little ding 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 little doorbells.
Yes, there is a ding 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 as you walk in. Good.
We need that to the soundboard just in case for Foundry.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's pointless because most people end up muting Foundry anyway.
I never.
But, anyways, you enter, and there is a male dwarf that's just kind of in there, relatively young, on the younger side. And he kind of, excuse me, and he says, welcome, how can I help?
I'm just here for the job, assuming that this is the right place.
Ah, which job?
I believe it was in quality inspector. I look over at Aragorn with like that look, like it was quality inspector, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was quality inspector. I think we're both here for that job, actually. Unless you have something else you want. Like, I don't know.
Unless I could be security, then we're good.
I'm not sure, unfortunately. I'm just a shop assistant. I'd have to ask, or well, I'll just go get the shop owner. One second.
Oh, will you? No, I'm just kidding.
As he kind of turns around and he goes to like the back room, and then it sounds like he goes upstairs.
All right, we're gonna steal everything. Everyone's kidding, though.
For the record, there are two other people in there with you, and one of them looks like a guard. So,
hey, we're gonna steal it. I'm just kidding. Okay, so he's just up there tiddling-tattling. If I look around while I'm just kind of waiting, what kind of items are we dealing with? Just like standard rings, necklaces?
They seem to deal almost exclusively in necklaces. And jewelry that goes around the neck of all shapes, kinds, and forms.
Can we find any chains, per se?
I mean, yeah.
What? Oh, okay. That's fine. That's probably a good thing. Okay, I'll just sit there and wait patiently. Probably look at the guard and say, how have you been?
He just kind of looks over and then doesn't respond, doing the, what is it, the like, British guard type treatment.
I hate British people.
What are British
people? You British.
You know, anyways. They were a lot like them.
Except we don't talk like we can't English.
A good country accent, it goes that's a long way. The
reason why they stand still is because they don't know how to speak language.
Anyway, after a solid minute or two, the dwarf kind of walks back through the door, and behind him is a female human. About, you know, early 30s-ish. And she says, are you guys here for the quality inspector positions?
Yes, and I reach my hand out if I'm able to reach for a handshake and just say, I'm Shane. This is, you can call him Drifter if that works. I mean, unless you want his legal name, but I don't know his legal name.
I see. As she kind of reaches out a little hesitantly, but gives you a handshake.
Yeah.
She says, well, it's a very simple position. We get a large quantity of items in every month, and we need to go through them and make sure they all meet our standards.
Yeah.
This is a full-time position.
Okay.
We will be hiring for, preferably, we want you to stay on for at least a month, maybe two, till you're comfortable, at which point it will become a live-in position.
Mm.
Okay. If that works for you.
I look over at Aragorn. Can I talk to him real quick? Because he's kind of like, not my manager, per se, but...
Of course, I understand.
Yeah, thank you. I pull him over to the side.
Listen, this doesn't work, but here's the thing. I don't care about lying to them as long as I never have to see them again. What else if I just say I could stay on for, like, you know, full time and then leave without notice on the third day? Like, do you think that's fine?
I mean, how do you get paid? Is it a bi-weekly payment? A weekly payment? Is it the day of payment? Like,
I mean, if I want it, I probably shouldn't ask if there's going to be security watching me while I do this.
I mean, just ask how much, if they paid the day you work.
Oh, good question. And I look over and say, sorry, forgot one question. When do I get paid?
Well, as you'll be new employees, you'd be under a probationary period of about 3 weeks. after Glenn, you'll receive your first paycheck, so to speak. After that, it will be on a weekly basis.
I lean back in. Is there any chance your little weapon will only take, instead of 3 days, maybe it gets delayed, maybe it gets 3 weeks? Do you think the kingdom can wait 3 weeks?
No, absolutely not.
Okay. Yeah, this isn't going to work. How about this? I just say goodbye, we leave, and we look for something else? Or do you think I should just send it? Like,
I mean, it's up to you.
I'm not going to get any money, though, if I do this.
Exactly.
So,
I mean, you could always steal, but...
I did that a lot on the boat. I feel kind of bad still, but at the same time, I got this, and I open my coat, and you see a bag of holding. And there's... So I can't feel too bad, but also I feel bad that everyone died, so I'm not sure.
I mean, you don't steal them. The void in the bag of holding does.
That's... You're right. All right. I walk back over. Unfortunately, I can only be here for about 3 days or so. My friend has some business he's attending to, and I can't stay on for more than 3 days. I'm basically here on like really short-term notice, staying a couple nights, and then I'm going to have to leave. Do you, by any chance, I know it's kind of a long shot, you have no reason to help me, but... Just, is there any place that you know of at all, even if it's like crappy work?
Ah, that is unfortunate. You guys look like you would do quality work. Probably look towards the housing district. Generally, a lot of their jobs are more on the short term.
Real estate. Unfortunately,
I don't know anybody, you know, personally that is looking for a job at the moment. Or looking to hire, unfortunately. Especially the short term, as you're speaking about. I would definitely check the job board, though.
Okay. Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. I'll come back in. It looks like you have some nice product.
Thank you. We look forward to it.
I leave.
Okie dokie. I assume you're going back to the job board?
I guess so. And I walk over with Aragorn and be like, something tells me this is going to be... a bit of a problem.
All right.
Yep.
Bless you.
Thank you. As you as you get back to the job board, and as you've already read through everything on the first group, you go to the second group.
Yeah.
This is a certainly different kind of job listing. It has pit fighters. It says high risk. High reward.
Ooh.
It has casino bouncers.
Oh!
It has entertainers and debt collectors.
Oh, casino bouncers, you say?
Have you ever been at Sakina? How do you say this, Aragorn? I've never seen this before.
How do I say it, Mother?
Say what? What are you trying to...
What am I trying to say, Flux?
Casino? Casino?
Shut the fuck up! Gambling. Now,
would you like to just once again run off on the first thing that looked pretty, or did you want to look at the last group?
Sure, we'll look at the last group too. Why not?
Okay. On the last one, this seems to be more for individuals more than, you know, a group. House sitting. One says private investigational work. One has exotic animal handler. And one says short-term tutor. Specifically, in small text, it says extremely short-term magic tutor.
I'll do that. Yeah, that... Hey, you see this one, Aragorn? That one.
That one?
Destiny. That one.
I can't argue with destiny, nor can I argue with my destiny, too.
Destiny. Why? Why did you have to say that? Why?
What's wrong? What's wrong, Shane? Is that
a bungee comment, Aragorn? Do you dare speak of the...
Oh, man. What's this bungee? I've never heard of this. Company.
No, I'll take the... Wow, this is very dramatic music for just around town.
It's a destiny.
The...
And I will go and look for the thing, assuming that we are heading the right way, assuming there's any way to pinpoint where this is.
Yeah. It has an address. Once again, you learned your mistake, and you didn't ask Aragorn. Instead, you just asked the first person you saw.
Oi, bruv, where is this place, huh?
What are you? Yeah, exactly like that. As you make your way through, you kind of leave what appears to be like the shopping district. And you enter about over here. And this appears to be a relatively... I'm sorry, I clicked the wrong place. Over here. This seems to be a kind of higher class, like, residential neighborhood. As you arrive at the one place, which is going to be this one, it appears to be a compound of four buildings with a gated thing around the whole outside, with, of course, a main entrance that has a guard standing there. This does appear to be the destination that is written on the flyer.
Fancy. Looks good. Looks high class, maybe, even.
Very.
All right. Aragorn, I'm scared. I haven't seen a place this fancy since probably my home, so...
Oh.
Well, also, I guess the queen, but also we kind of just ditched her.
We've been in the dirt for a while now.
Yeah, especially on a boat. I'm just glad to see land again. We learned so much about each other, like our terrible sleep schedules, what you decide to eat in the morning, and honestly, that's kind of about it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Now that I think about it, listen, no hard feelings or anything, but I don't really know you yet. Like, I know you a little bit, but I don't know you the same. But that's another conversation. I wouldn't mind it. You seem like a nice guy.
Are you gay for me, Shane?
Yes.
No! No, Aragorn does not like gay people!
He allows it. Alright.
Whoa! This escalated.
Alright, I can't knock on the iron fence. I'm like,
no, but you can walk up to the guard that's posted there.
Oh, okay, good. I didn't know there was one. Sorry.
Sorry, I apologize. Green.
Hatsune Miku does not like gay people.
Me neither. Nice to meet you, sir. I am Shane. This is Aragorn. I'm here on business, potentially, for magic tutelage? Tutelage?
Ooh. Tutelihu? That was quick. We just put the fire up about an hour ago. Okay, follow me.
As it kind of opens the gate, kind of leads you into the property to what appears to be kind of the main house. As you enter, he kind of motions to the side to what appears to be kind of a foyer and an entry room with some seating. And just says, please wait here. I will go get the master of the house.
Yeah, thank you. Now, when I look around, how rich we talking? Like making 800K a year?
We're talking a single one of his paintings is more than the average person is making in a year. We're talking past the level of richy rich and is now into ludicrous rich territory.
Gotcha. So you just spend your money on a couple Lamborghinis just because why not?
Yeah. You know, it's one of those where you get into an accident with your Lambo, and it's just more cost effective for you to buy a new one instead of even going through insurance.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Something. Yeah, we're talking richy rich. After about a minute or two, very refined man, slightly gray hair. A bit older, possibly like late 50s, if you were to guess. I'm sorry?
Elvin?
No.
Oh, I thought you said Elvin for some reason. Sorry.
Sorry. He's kind of wearing a suit. Very, very good posture. It's not, but relatively close to, what's his name? I can't think of it. Never mind. I can't think of the The character that I'm thinking of that's somewhat similar. But anyways, he
can be walks in. I'm just kidding.
Dr. Robotnik.
Yeah, no.
Sebas from Overlord.
Ah.
That's the kind of vibe you're getting.
Gotcha.
Overlord,
but I have a good idea.
It's fine. Sneaking older gentleman, very, very good posture.
Yeah.
But slightly gray hair.
You're here for the job, I see.
not exactly. No. he says, I didn't expect two to show up.
I'm only here partially. I'm not here for the job. Just here to escort him.
Yeah. As a young girl, around, if you were to guess, around 9 years old, kind of pokes her head from around the corner and says, are they them? As he kind of turns around and politely tells her, not now, sweetheart. Go play in your room.
I kind of give like a light wave.
She waves back before turning and running away. He sits down and says, okay, I'll be honest with you. My daughter gets whatever she wants.
Yeah, that's fair.
As she should. Unfortunately, she has recently become infatuated with magic. Even though we're almost positive she has no aptitude for it, she will not take no for an answer. As such, you're here. Let me be frank. Your job is not to teach my daughter magic. Your job is to dissuade her from the practice of magic.
Mm. Okay.
And for that, you will be compensated.
Yeah. Okay. Do you know what pulled her in? Just out of curiosity, because if I'm going to tell her about this, I want to at least have some idea of what sparked this curiosity. That way I can, you know.
I believe it was a street performer.
Okay. I think I actually saw that on the job listing. That's fine. And you're saying zero at all, like none, not at all.
Zilch. According to the previous tutor that I'd had, yes.
Okay. It can be done. I understand what you want for her, and you want, you know, to give her what she needs. I'm just trying to make sure I'm not gonna hurt her in any way, because this doesn't seem necessarily the safest thing. And not saying I'm not willing to do it, but it's just one of those things where I want to be cautious and make sure I'm not hurting the relationship between you and her.
Of course, I understand. It's just a passing fad that she caught on. She's destined for far more than just magic. No offense intended.
No, none taken.
I'm sure once she learns of the effort required and the amount of strain that magic casting can put on the body, I'm sure she will quickly come to her senses.
Yeah, okay. I can do this. Is there like a specific time? Is there a... Because I'm only going to be here for 3 days at most. I can't be here for much longer.
Well, that should be a decent timetable. For now, you can stay in the guest quarters in the other building over there. You have basically free reign. Her studies are generally from morning till about an hour afternoon. After which, she will probably come seeking you out, even if you don't want her to. So.
Yeah. Okay. All right, then I will be there. Is it okay if he stays with me? Because he's not necessarily... He's like my bodyguard, essentially. I mean, he's a good friend. He's been with me for a while. And we've survived a lot of things. However, he's needed. Not for the practice per se, but for my safety.
Well, I mean, is he a magic caster, or...?
Magic is too much for me. I am against it.
Actually work better. Why don't you show her what a disadvantage magic can be in the wrong circumstances, if you understand.
Yep. Yeah, I got it. I got you. Yeah, that'll work. Thank you. Good. I will get started whenever you have me.
Of course. Unfortunately, she does not. She will not be getting tutored today. She has an appointment that we will be leaving for shortly. If you talk to Cedric by the door, he will help you get settled and answer any questions you may or may not have.
Okay, perfect. And you never actually got my name, I don't think. I'm Shane, and you are...
Oh, I do apologize for my manners. My name is Benjamin Resman.
Dwagon!
Whoa. I just got jump scared. I give him a handshake, and it's been a while since I've been in a place like this. I'm curious, what do you do?
Well, I own most of the businesses in the Pleasure District.
Oh, I look over at Eric.
Not those kinds of establishments. I leave those for the interesting few.
Yeah.
I mainly own gambling establishments and one or two fight arenas, but of course, we don't tell my daughter that.
Yeah, well, obviously. Cool. All right. I was just curious. Was wondering. Thank you. All right, then I will see her probably soon.
Like I said, she will probably seek you out tomorrow, a little after one.
Thank you. I'll go, after giving him a handshake, I'll walk out with Aragorn, assuming that he follows me and he's not going to chop the guy's head off. Yep.
Nah, butter, I think I'm going to assault this guy.
Yeah.
Roll to diddle.
Oh my gosh. You know what I could do? I could give her the Wand of Wonder and attune it to her soul. So if he tries to apply it, take it out, it kills her.
My gosh.
So, Flush, right? Do I train her the ways of the blade?
Well, here's the thing.
Obviously, her dad said turn her away from magic.
Like, what else is there?
What else is there?
I'm going to still teach her magic. I'm still teaching her a little bit.
Maybe the father doesn't want her doing anything dangerous like that.
The ways of the blade is the way to defend yourself. A fair lady can defend herself by the ways of the blade. Yeah,
exactly. He's royalty. He just doesn't know it yet.
Bro, the amount of money that was in that room would be enough to live on for a family of 12.
Hey, if something goes wrong, this guy...
Something goes wrong, we just steal from him.
We just steal from him. Exactly. Oh my gosh. Listen. Unlike Nate and Dwagon, when they're playing, it's just carnage, right? They're after people.
Oh, I get it. Whenever they play, they immediately steal. When you guys play, you play it safe first, but then you steal. Got it.
Probably.
Got it.
Okay. No. We only steal when it gets bad.
Yeah, or when there's, no repercussion, which hasn't worked out.
There's definitely big repercussion.
No, there's the polar bears were the exception, okay? I didn't know there was magical polar bears on those Pirates of the Caribbean
ship. Well, this is probably one of the richest people in here. If we do anything, he'll probably... Yeah.
What if I put Glyph of Warding on his daughter?
What if I put Fireball on his daughter?
That's what
Fireball.
Fireball. Alright, I'll walk over to Cedric or Cedric? Cedric.
Mr. Cedric. This appears to very clearly be the butler.
Told that I'm supposed to have the guest room and things, and he's with me.
Yes, I have been informed. Please follow me.
Thank you. I lean over.
That was very quick informant for a guy who's just sitting here.
Don't insult the people here.
The people? He's just a... Never mind.
Wow, the royal has more respect to people than the fucking fucked up wizard emo bitch.
What?
Yeah, you heard me.
That's cool. As he kind of leads you to a side building, and he says, "You can use this entire building as you see fit. There's a kitchen, a food storage room, 4 bedrooms and 2 bathrooms, as well as a loft, a study room, and, of course, the master kitchen."
Thank you. I appreciate this opportunity. Send my thanks to, you know.
Very well. Are there any other questions that you have?
I guess, is there anywhere I should stay away, just in case, like, there's something private going on?
Generally, you are free to roam both the guest quarters and the main... Man, why can't I think of that word?
The, main, like, facility, I guess?
But there's a word for...
Auditorium.
Nope!
Living quarters.
Hang on.
Skibbity reason.
I'm sorry, this is... synonyms.
Cinnamon. I love cinnamon. Yes, you may walk the main cinnamon.
There we go. Of course, you have full access to the guest quarters and the entire courtyard here.
Okay. Thank you.
I would advise against entering the main estate unless invited, or, of course, a necessary need arises.
Okay.
Good day.
Thank you.
As he turns and walks away towards the main estate.
All right. As soon as the door closes. So, Aragorn, luckily, we just got probably some money coming in. But also, better yet, we don't have to spend money at a inn or a hotel.
Absolutely not.
So, I slowly give the thumbs up.
Are you thumbs up back?
Yeah, so I guess we need to devise a plan on how we're going to discourage the child. Here's the thing, though. I don't want to do that. That seems a little, like, that goes against what I know.
I think we'll be okay.
Yeah, we'll see. But I might teach her something small that's harmless. Something that like, just something small. Like, what could a mage hand do? You know, it's not a big deal.
It could do a lot.
Oh, it can do a lot.
What do you mean by this?
Mage hand slowly floats over to Aragorn's waist.
What?
What? And hands you a cup of coffee. I'm just kidding, though.
Hands you a cup of coffee.
I'll sit down. And assuming there's like a desk or a chair or something like that, I am specifically going to put... Actually, should I put a security camera in here, Andrew?
It's up to you, dude. This is your...
I'm gonna wait to put it in the daughter's bedroom. Alright. That sounds...
Go for it.
It's a little weird.
Excuse me, chap?
There's a reason why I'm doing this, okay? Wait, can my crow count? Wait, this is safe for things. VSM, no, it cannot. My crow can't use his talons to... Yeah, alright, that's not gonna work. That's fine. I will sit here and just... find some books. If there are any here.
Yeah, there is a in the study there is a bookshelf with some books of different stuff. Is there anything specific that you're looking for, or
what kind of books are here? Like, out of curiosity, to give me a vibe of who we're dealing with.
They have a wide variety of options. Mm-hmm. Everything from, you know, like, history of the nation, generalized economic books, They even have a little bit of very, like, one or two books of, like, fantasy. They have some old books on past wars, stuff like that.
What if we take it the past wars, and if there's a table, I'll put the book down on the table.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'll be like, hey, Aragorn, you want to look up... I know it's kind of weird. We don't really have a lot of time just to sit down and just kind of talk.
Yeah.
But would you be opposed to reading a book about war history with me? I feel like this is something you might be interested in.
Sure.
I mean, it's nothing really unique or anything, but I mean, it's a start, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. Yeah, I'll go over to the table, set the book down, and start flipping through the pages so that way him and me both can see it.
Okay. Is there anything specifically you're looking for?
Actually, anything to do with, like, Intellectia or what I know it as Judicar, I think. Yeah.
Okay. Give me just one second to pull this up. Hang on.
I get, like, this, you sitting in an evil lab, like, with lab music as you're pulling in all, like, the info to your monitor. Give me 1 second, I'm surfing the web.
That's exactly what it is. There's a lot of items listed in there. Mm. It goes into great detail about a lot of them. Mainly because while there are many wars, there's nowhere near, you know, a whole bunch, right? Mm-hmm. There's something that's titled The War of Founding. And it's it basically talks through a war that basically caused the creation of Bontrent, starting in Intellectia.
Hmm.
That as originally the city was created purely for, you know, trade and everything, but a neighboring city. They unfortunately doesn't actually list the actual city name, but it does say that a neighboring city got jealous of this and attacked.
Hmm.
Then it says further down, folding through it. In more recent history, it has a listing of a trade war with Levantia.
Mm.
Basically, it wasn't a big all-out war.
Mm.
Oh. Butter died. Hang on. Peace, butter.
Very good. The war is going to be the doorstep.
On your torso.
Our god just died. Our narrator. No. We can't exist without him.
Fuck.
Okay, sorry. Apologies for that. Anyways, yeah. So it lists of a trade war with Levantia. Nothing, you know, like a bunch of military forces were deployed or nothing. Mostly just petty battles. Sabotaging of supply routes and just general back and forths until a peace treaty was made.
So your usual.
Nothing too out of place until you get to the most recent war where it says the Cold War with Levantia. Mm. Basically saying that both nations had built up such a big army. Essentially, something happened behind closed doors in a meeting that nobody really knows what happened. But both sides came to an agreement, a peace treaty was formed, and it has a footnote that mentions that at about this time, the nation of Bontrent formed a different form of government into a full democracy.
Ah, I see.
Okay.
Honestly, Aragorn, this is it's just weird, very odd to me. There's this thing where I'm not even in this history. Like, I haven't existed until the point that I met you guys.
Okay.
And there's this whole world of things happening around us, and yet I still know nothing.
That intriguing.
Is kind of no, I said he'll be right back. That's very strange and odd, but at the same time beautiful and unique, because I wasn't here and you were. So it's just odd for me. I don't know. What has it been like living away from your kingdom?
Oh, it's terrible.
Yeah.
Oh, it's absolutely horrible.
It's like, what's, if you don't mind me asking, what drove you to leave? Was it the people? Was it the rulership? Was it, no offense if that was to your, you know.
No, none taken. My father was a very good ruler. Very good indeed. Neighboring towns did not like us so much, but as do pretty much every towns, hate royalty one way or another.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, our kingdom got invaded by orcs, goblins, and gobbledygook alike.
Oh.
All my family dead. Huh. Nothing left, and I pretty much left. Obviously didn't want to get tracked down, so I just left.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Oh, it's quite all right. I've come to reclaim it. Don't know what it's going right now, but obviously I've come to make it better than before.
Yeah, which is, you know, that's a responsible thing of you to do.
Correct.
Is that what you want to do, though?
It is.
It is? Good. I ask that question because there were some things that I've done that I didn't want to do because someone told me, you know, higher rulership.
Understandable.
Would say, you know, that I would need to do something for this kingdom, or I would, you know, it's just one of those things where I wasn't sure if that was out of your own will or not. And it's good to know that you want to help and fix whatever's happening. Well, thank you for sharing that. I appreciate it.
Of course.
Man. I wish I met you before, sooner. I don't know. I feel like the other two are having a great time right now. Cut over to them, torturing the guy in the chair, bleeding out.
Should we send them a message?
should we send them? Yeah, let's send them a message.
Let's send them a message. All right.
You have the portfolio, whatever it is, thingy, right? I don't know what it's called.
Butter. Do I have the zoomies?
Are you talking the orb of zoom?
Yeah, the orb of zoomies.
Yes, you have the orb of zoom, good sir.
Do we care to send a message, Fox?
I think we send a message.
I think we send a message.
Right.
Butter!
Sit down.
Request one orb of zoomies.
One orb of zoomies on the way. Alright.
Alrighty.
As soon as you press that button, I'm pretty sure it sends. I have no idea. I haven't heard back from them yet.
Ah, who knows? Well, we'll find out.
Click it.
Oh, yeah, my bad. I click the button.
Is this, I think it's on. All right. Hey, it's us. We're in a rich guy's house.
I mean, yep.
We're welcomed here, obviously. Did not intrude at all. I actually have a job.
Are we alone right now?
I look around. Yeah, I think we're alone. Yeah,
we might rob this guy.
Well, we might rob the guy, but I'm also we might help the child out. So basically, long story short, I got a job as a magic quote unquote tutor, right? However, this rich guy is like, yo, my daughter don't like my daughter gets what she wants, but I don't like magic because it's bad. You know, that conflicting thing, like, you know, fathers do. So I now have to be either the bearer of bad news or be staked by a rich guy who probably has more money in his house than I've ever made in my life. But we're doing pretty good. We're waiting on what? A sword? A knife? What are we waiting on, Aragorn?
We're waiting on a dagger made of strongest metal.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, things are going good. Just a message for you guys. Keep the... I know you... It seems like from the last one. I don't know. It seems like the violence is getting a little out of hand. I know you guys...
Keep it
like,
up.
I was going to say lower it down a little bit.
Nah.
It's up to you guys, though. Like, I can't tell you what to do. But if you guys get back to me and, you know, you got the feds on you and all this crap, then it's just going to be a lot. Also, I'm gonna do a couple things in case I kick the bucket, and in case something goes wrong, Arendelle, I'm leaving you in charge of my prized possession, and you know what I'm talking about. Hopefully that doesn't happen though. Is there anything you want to say, Aragorn? Like, go ahead.
No. I think I'm. Well, I don't know. I mean, obviously, straight omniot, as the kids still say.
I don't know what still that means, but yeah.
Don't worry, you'll realize soon. And commits various war crimes. Not crimes, war crimes. I have a recipe for mustard gas. Just send me a message if you need it. You know, being a part of a kingdom, you know many weapons of warfare that were illegal.
I bet.
Yep, absolutely.
Anyways, we're going to let you guys go. We might send another message, but, yeah.
I doubt it. We're going to die.
We probably are. In there, don't do anything stupid. If you leave Arendelle, make sure you at least let us know, because it would be really irresponsible of you if you were to leave.
Do everything I do and more.
Yeah. All right. Bye. See ya.
I press it.
I click it. We both click it. We get like the okay. two fingers click.
All right.
The okay was... How long was that?
Let's see. 9 minutes. Wait, hang on. Where are the mock commands?
9 minutes, 22 seconds. 8 minutes, 22 seconds. Don't worry.
Oh my gosh. It was a little less than 5 minutes.
Yeah. Oh!
Alright. Well, that was fun. I don't know about you. I need to hit the hay. Because I have been completely depleted with all the stuff. I'm going to check out what this thing does. Actually, these two things. And I hold out the Wand of Wonders. And also the Headband of Intellect. And, yeah. When I go to sleep, I'm going to attune to both of them and hope... Well, I'll attune to Wand of Wonder. I'll inspect the Headband of Intellect and see if I can learn anything more about it. And if I can't, I'm going to slap it on my brain and see what happens.
Of course.
I'm sorry, you're going to do, huh?
When we take... Because I'm going to take a long rest here shortly. Because, uh-huh. you know, reasons. I've been expending spell slots. When I do so... I'll immediately attune to the Wand of Wonders because I know like it's a chill thing. I spent money on it. However, the Headband of Intellect, I'm going to look at one more time. And if I can't learn anything more, then I'll just put it on my head and attune to it as well.
Okie dokie.
Yeah.
So, okie dokie. You look at the Headband of Intellect. Again, my friend. Yeah. And it doesn't, you're not really able to get any more information, unfortunately. You know that it is a Headband of Intellect, but anything beyond that, you're not sure.
Okay. All right. What time is it, out of curiosity?
It would be, like, right before sundown.
Okay.
So give or take ish 5:30 to 6:30 somewhere along those lines.
No.
Oh.
Well, Aragorn, I think that it within the next hour or so, I'm gonna see what this does, and then
of course.
If it's an okay thing and it's something you can handle, I'll give it to you and you can wear it.
Sure.
Because headband of intellect just helps you focus, basically. So it could be quite useful, I think. Yeah, and then this little trinket. Cool. I'll take my long rest and attune to both, because characters, what, have 3 attunement slots?
I believe, yeah, you have 3.
Okay, I'm maxed out already. Beautiful.
Okay.
The Wand of Wonders in my hand. Roll a d20! I was kidding.
Well, the Wand of Wonder is, I mean, you attune to it pretty easily.
Yeah.
When you attune to the Headband of Intellect, you feel a little smarter.
A little smarter?
Feel a little smarter.
How would I feel a little smarter if I already am really, really smart?
Well, you feel a little bit smarter.
Oh. Do I see any, like, downsides? Do I have any problems? Like,
nope.
If I try saying a tongue twister, is it still possible for me to say it? Like, is there anything weird going on? Any curse effect?
No, everything seems good.
What if I'm assuming I'm in a bed right now or something, right?
Yeah.
What happens if I just, what's a safe spell? That's a good question. What else if I cast a little, even though there's nothing to do it on, what else if I do like a freeze cast midair? Like, what would is there anything gonna happen? Like, if I expend a spell slot, let me do that. I'll expend a spell slot and try and cast a freeze cast at the air.
Yeah. When you cast your magic, it works just fine.
All right. It's weird. Anyways, how do I have to also take a short rest or a long rest to unattune from a magic item?
I honestly do not remember.
I've never had.
By the way, for the record, I fixed it. You do actually get a little smarter.
Mm.
Oh. Oh. Oh.
Oh.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Andrew.
Huh?
Buddy. Uh-huh. Buddy. Now listen.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm gonna give it to you, because I think this is gonna bring your intellect up to a considerable higher amount. The only thing is, I'm not sure what the downside is, because there's gotta be a downside.
I think I'm okay.
You think you're okay?
I think I'm okay.
Okay, I'm just gonna hang on to it for now.
No, yeah, you do that.
I'll sit up in the middle of the night.
Hey, by the way, Aragorn, I'm gonna leave this headband on. Okay. Okay, thanks.
And I fall back asleep.
Alright.
And I wait for the next day. Unless there's anything that
Time to kill his daughter.
Oh, roll request after what? Hang on.
What'd you say? I don't know.
What did I do?
I don't know. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
Is this intentional?
No.
Okay. All right. Cool. Is there anything that Mr. Aragorn wants to do while I'm sleeping and all that?
Nah, I think I'm okay. I don't really got anything to do.
Okay. In that case, ominous. You awaken.
Yes, sir. At a crisp 5 a.m. All right.
Time to absolutely scare the living shit out of his daughter.
Oh my gosh. Well,
here's the thing, Aragorn. If we scare her, she's going to be afraid of us, and he's not going to give me...
But she's going to be afraid of magic.
Or she might just be afraid of us.
No.
We have to do it. If we want to make her afraid of something, at least from what I understand, you have to separate the behavior from the person making the behavior or the said thing scary. You know, because, I mean, you could be very scary. I don't know if I am a very scary person. Even if you feel like if I were to try, I'm not that crazy or anything. Not like crazy, but rats?
Rats? I was crazy once. They locked me in a room, a rubber room with rats.
The rats made me crazy.
Maybe we should send another message to them.
Yeah.
Crazy. I was crazy once.
They locked me in a room.
A rubber room?
A rubber room with rats. The rats made me crazy. I was
no. We're gonna stop. All right.
I'm sorry. I can't.
No, it's okay. It's fine.
Don't lock me in the room. Are there another room?
Are there any time strands?
Don't lock me crazy.
Are there any time strands just laying around the floor anywhere?
No, unfortunately.
Where do I find those? Because he said he's taking care of them. You know what? No, I can't. I have to teach her magic. I have to use magic. So, okay. Never mind. I was going to summon Trug.
Maybe I should have Trug teach her magic.
That does seem somewhat smart. Yes.
Anyways, assuming that there's nothing that we really need to do, nothing that I can steal that's really worth anything because it's a guest room, I'll just wait until she comes knocking.
All right. Well, you're just chilling. And at about a crisp 9 in the morning, you hear a knock at the door.
You want to get that Aragorn? I don't know who that is.
Yeah, sure, I'll get it.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm going to go get it.
As you open the door, there is the girl you saw earlier, as she just kind of has the biggest smile on her face. Are you going to teach me magic? She's not talking to you, Mr. Fluxinator. She's talking to the one that opened the door.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not a magic. He is, though. He will be teaching you all sorts of the tricks, the spooks, and the best.
So her, completely ignoring all manners, just barges into the room and runs up to you, Flexi. So you're going to teach me magic?
Yeah, okay. Here's the deal. Listen, what's your name?
My name's Linola.
Linola. I'm Shane, that's Aragorn. He's my professional bodyguard, because, you know, wizards have to make sure we're safe.
Well, that doesn't make sense. You can cast magic.
Yeah, I could cast magic.
Are you a bad magician?
Am I a bad magician, Aragorn?
No, I wouldn't say so.
Why do you need protection?
Well, protection from things that I can't see, from things that I'm not ready to anticipate. But yes, I am here to teach you some magic, and he is also going to show you maybe a couple things that might help amplify magic. Ooh. I kind of raise an eyebrow over at him. I shrug my shoulder and I look back at the kid. So, what do you want to learn? What's your curiosity?
Magic.
Okay. Do you know about the 6 different schools? Like, have you read anything before? Or...
I don't go to school. I have a tutor.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fair. Have you read anything about it at all, or been taught anything about it, or am I the first one?
Well, I had a tutor a while ago, but... he said I couldn't use it, so I got him fired.
Oh, okay. Well, that's probably a good thing. Is she a human, by the way? Just curious.
Yes. I do apologize. They are all human.
Okay. Yeah, just curious, because she sounds really small in my picture, in my head.
Yep.
All right. How about this? I'll show you that I'm capable of casting a magic whatever. Here, how about this? I snap my fingers and the crow will manifest over kind of... Is there like a fireplace or something here?
Not in the room that you're in, no. Okay. There is a fire... Well, it's not really a fireplace, more of an oven, but it's in the kitchen. In this room, I assume you guys are kind of towards the entrance of the...
Probably.
Thing, yeah. It's more just like an entrance, a very nice foyer. There's basically a couch, some chairs. It's nothing, you know, absurd. It's definitely a guest place. There's a table. It's more just a area to gather than anything else.
Mm.
If that makes sense.
Yeah. Butterwise, I have to put my character in a moral dilemma. Why?
I don't know what you're talking about.
What do you mean? What do you? This is just me. This is Shane as a younger character. That's all this is. They'll have the crow. I guess. How about this? I'll put the crow on Andrew's shoulder, and there'll be like a puff of smoke, so it draws her attention. Hopefully.
You have a pet?
Yeah, and I put my hand out like an arm, and he'll fly over and perch. I actually kind of haven't gave him a name yet. He's right now he's just a familiar, which is like an assistant of sorts.
Can I pet him?
You can absolutely pet him. You can actually, you know what? How about this? You can name him.
Oh.
What does he look like to you? And he looks, the crow like gives this very intense stare, like the crow is staring into the soul, like the side eye, and he's looking up and down, and you're like, nice.
She kind of like reaches out to like to kind of like pet him, but she's not, you know, super nice about it, because she's a child, and actually kind of like bonks him.
Ow.
And your crow just kind of does the, you know, snap and kind of like pokes at her. Don't do that. And she just kind of laughs and goes, nibbles.
Nibbles. All right. I mean, that's the character sheet or whatever it is.
It's the character sheet for all of eternity now. Well, nibbles.
A bracket nibbles. Okay. We're still calling him crow. This is just one of the many things we can do. We can also do stuff like this, and I will... Still open?
I'm sorry?
Is the door still open that Andrew had?
Yes, it is.
Okay. I'll just snap my finger, and the door just slowly closes.
That's really basic magic, though, ain't it?
Well, okay. How about...
I saw a guy on the street, and he had big explosions.
Yeah, see, I could. How about this? I will, if she wants to be thoroughly impressed. Singularity surge!
Singularity surge! She just dies.
Oops, sorry. You wanted to see something big and explosive. Well, how about a black hole? What about this? I will, on purpose, just polymorph the crow into a lion. No. What's
polymorph her into a lion?
Yeah, no. polymorph, because I have it in the spell storing room.
Uh-oh. Did my internet die or his?
No, I think his internet died.
Oh no, bro.
Oh no, bro. So, Butter, how's your day?
I've been pretty good. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm doing great. You know, Instagram Reels has turned a turn for the worst. I've been getting so many school fights. A lot of school fights, a lot of death, a lot of murder.
That's fantastic.
Someone's head got straight up.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh no.
What?
Flexi says, I may or may not have just kicked my entire setup over.
Oh!
I said, oh, no. He goes, it's okay. I'll be right there. What does that mean?
What glass? A little glass.
I saw the door. Which door? The door of the microwave.
La tengo chiquita, pero por lo menos la sé usar.
Oh, he's dead.
I'm good.
I hit the power strip with my foot.
Oh no.
Oh, so that's what you mean.
Yeah.
I thought you just pulled a Nate and just knocked over your computer and it shattered on the ground.
No, no. See, I'm more careful, hopefully. Anyways, I'll turn the crow into, I'll do it, like a baby white leopard. Or how about like a medium-sized white leopard? How about that?
Okay. She, when you do that, she just, you know, has a big smile on her face. You have another pet! And she goes up and goes to kind of like hug it.
Yeah. That's still Nibbles, just a little different. And then, yeah, basically, I can do a majority of things that a majority of people can do, like wizards and sorcerers and whatever, warlocks per se. Well, not necessarily because they're a little evil-ish, complicated. I'm just telling you right now that this whole world of magic, that if you want to learn, is going to take a lot of dedication.
She says that she's kind of like climbing onto the small snow leopard you just summoned, or polymorphed, whatever. She goes, so when do I get to cast my first spell?
How about this? I'll make you a deal. Today, we'll work on one very helpful, very useful, and also could be flashy, could be shiny type of spell. That will just be good enough for now. How about that? But on one condition. Is, along with you learning magic, Aragorn and I have also taken the responsibility of teaching you the importance of safety and not using this around people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I get it.
Do you get it?
Yeah.
Okay, then how about this? And for now, as long as she's like, you know, not gonna be like, well, I need it. Like, you know, as long as she's not like going crazy, I'll teach her if I can.
I did want to go ahead and friendly reminder. This is only at about, this is 9 a.m. According to what Monsieur whatever his name was, he told you that she's supposed to be in regular studies up until 1 o'clock.
Gotcha. Okay.
Also, so it does kind of... Yeah.
You gotta do your basic school for now, and then after that, I'll teach you this. Cool?
But I don't wanna.
Well, I mean, I don't necessarily disagree with you on that. But that's also what your father told me. So, you know, I'm not too sure, but I think I either go with him or go with you. So I don't know. It's, if you tell me we have to, then technically I have to, because it's what you want, but also he's overriding it. I'm in a very weird position. Aragorn, help me out. Help me out. What do I do?
This is your job. Why are you asking me?
Well, you know, you're a good guy to bounce things off of. I'm not sure if you have any idea.
Bounce things off? You're not using me as a training dummy, are you?
No. I'm just like, I'm conversing. I want to see what your thoughts are, because you have thoughts, obviously.
I mean,
I've got thoughts.
I'm against using magic, initially. So, yeah. I mean, it's fine if you teach her harmless things, but you got to make sure those harmless things aren't used in a certain way.
Yeah.
Got to make sure the harmless spells aren't harmful.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, Mage Hand is a terrible trick to learn.
Yeah, it's a terrible trick to learn.
Well, what's the weight maximum on Magic Hand?
15, 10 pounds, sorry.
Yeah, so definitely terrible.
Yeah, not
that's
really
enough to steal things.
Just enough. Listen, I think what we can do, how about we make a deal as well? You'll do 10 minutes of school of hard work, and then you'll do 10 minutes of hard work with me. How about that? And we keep trading it back and forth. But if you start falling behind on the regular school stuff, I can't help you.
Oh, shit.
Fine.
It's better than learning nothing, right?
At about that time, you hear from the courtyard a woman about 40, which is kind of calling out, Manoa, where did you go?
Is that the daughter's
name? She kind of, you know, hides down, ducks down. Says, don't tell her I'm here. She'll take me back and I'll have to study more.
Okay, but you owe me. Okay?
Okay.
Alright, I will do this. Do you think the tiger is big enough to swallow the girl and teleport into his pocket dimension?
You asked for a medium size.
I know. It was partially a joke, but I also really thought about it. It was the first thing that came to mind, okay?
Which is pretty smart, though. I'm not going to lie.
Except it would traumatize her, but I would be okay.
Are you kidding? She'd probably love it.
Oh. Dang. Sucks to suck, I guess.
I summoned the Kraken and
Kraken.
Aragorn, go out there, act like I don't know. Get her away. Please.
I got you.
Alright.
Get her away. Please.
I'm gonna go to the woman. Is she hot, buttery?
Not really.
She's like a 50-year-old wide.
Not 40. There's a difference.
She's 40 years old. She's not, you know, conventionally hot or attractive. She's not hideous or ugly either. She's kind of right there in the middle of not caring enough to actually, you know, try. So anyways, that was a long-winded way of saying, what are you going up there to do?
I guess distract. Just kind of like delay her, I guess. Flex, how should I go about this? What do you want me to do?
You're going
to
be like,
I'm not flirting with this woman.
Well, no, you don't need to. You can just be like, oh, it was a long night. Not make something up per se, but tell a little truth with a little lie. That way
they went shopping.
Yeah, no, don't tell them that because then they're gonna get fired. I have to be on campus.
So you just tell them the deal that you did. Am I allowed to tell you the business?
You can tell whatever you want. I don't think I can really put any info here. This is all you.
Yeah, we'll be like, what's up? Like, she's currently busy with one of the tutors.
But they're doing a trade deal so that they do schoolwork in exchange for magic stuff. So they are still working on school.
She kind of raises an eyebrow and says, "Very well, just for today." She, you now notice that she's carrying kind of books in her arm. She kind of hands it to you and says, "Here are study books. Make sure she goes at least through to chapter 4 today."
Three to chapter 4 or one to chapter 4?
She's currently on chapter 2. She needs to be through chapter 4 today.
Okay. Any other work other than reading? Like any notes?
Yeah. That book is far more than reading. She knows what to do with it. Just give it to her. If your deal works out, she'll accomplish more doing that than listening to me.
Well, fair enough. Sounds good. I'll be sure to relay the message to my friend. And then I'm going to walk back.
Walking it back. What?
All right.
I'm going to kick down the door.
I had it with that woman. She hanged on me for hours.
Kick down the door.
She was hitting on me. She touched me.
So cover your ears, child.
Okay. Unfortunately, guys, I have to go. Nice. So we're going to have to wrap up right here. I'm super sorry.
No, you're good.
Level up?
One does not level up by talking to a child for half the session.
Hey, yeah, we do.
Yeah, we do. Andrew and I have been good partners. We actually...
I didn't know that.
We learned a lot from each other.
Did you not know this?
Apparently not. You know, that's on me.
Oh, yeah, you know what? It's all right. It's all right. You're still new to this DM stuff.
Yeah. It's almost been a year straight.
I'll do better next time, you know?
Yeah.
I apologize.
No worries, but... Level up when we see Dwagon's character, which I am gonna be really curious on how we meet him.
Yes, as am I.
Yeah. You know what? I could do a little sending if needed, or you could use me as a plot hook. I don't know.
I know. I've been thinking about a lot of things. Unfortunately, I don't have a conclusion yet. I don't know.
Shadow ban him.
Shadow ban the character. Well, thank you for the session. Sorry I was late and it ran a little short.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm just so tired.
No, you're good.
You guys are absolutely wonderful.
Yeah.
All right.